It's been several months since a fire leveled thousands of homes in the poor neighborhoods built on top of Fora Valparaíso's hills, but the signs of devastation are still everywhere you look. In the deep wooded ravines between the populated hilltops, the trees are charred and blackened. Gutted skeletons of brick houses dot the streets. And most of the families are living in government-issued emergency huts instead of permanent homes. The families that lived in the neighborhoods affected by the fire were mostly poor, and many of them had no legal title to the land they lived on. And the government's been slow to come up with permanent solutions.
Many families still don't have hot water in their showers, nor do they have bathrooms, nor do they have working toilets. They're still using portable toilets. They don't have good living conditions, and they won't for a long time.
So Carolina Moraes decided to chip in and help some of the families who lost their homes. Using techniques she learned in previous jobs and workshops, she's been designing and building energy-efficient homes for families that don't have the resources to rebuild and are having trouble getting government subsidies.
It all began here, right after the fire. The fire was a Saturday, and on Tuesday we came to see whom we could help, how we could help, and we found that a family used to live on this lot. Alberto, the uncle, was here camping for the very first day. We said, shoot, we have to build him a house.
Carolina organized a group of 40 of the volunteers who'd flooded the hills right after the fire, and she taught them how to build a house.
Here we cut the wood. Over there we made the pallets. And in the middle, we dealt with the mud, with grinding up the adobe, the bricks we gathered from the houses that had burnt down. We ground up the bricks, added the water, mixed it all together, and used them as stucco. And so we basically had a factory going.
Now, Alberto has moved into his house, which has a front hall, a kitchen, a bathroom, and a bedroom. And it has north-facing windows to capture the sunlight and walls made of pallets and adobe to trap the heat inside. As Alberto shows me his new house, he says some details are still missing, but he's more than pleased with the result.
It turned out really well. It's warm, so I'm really happy.
After Carolina finished Alberto's house, she built a bathroom for three single mothers who share a single housing lot and had only a portable bathroom for themselves and all their children. Now she's building a home for an elderly lady with no family and for a family with four children on the Cerro Ramalitas. She's also teaching anyone who's interested how to mix their own adobe and make the homes they're building more energy efficient. All the houses Carolina has constructed have been low cost and energy efficient.
These houses cost a tenth or a twentieth of what a house in a government project costs. It's nothing. It costs the same as the emergency huts, which is about 2,000 euros. And well, in this house you can live forever, but not in the emergency hut. The emergency housing is really cold. The house we built has 20 centimeters of insulation in the ground and in the floor, and insulation all over. When it's finished, it will be nice and warm.
The cost is so low in part because Carolina has relied on volunteer labor. She's bought construction materials, but she hasn't paid herself or any of those who are building the homes. Now, she hopes to form a foundation so she can make her work more sustainable.
There comes a time when you have to pay the bills, you know. I've left my house and my life go to ruin in order to help, and I'm happy to. But I know there will come a time when I have to look for stable work. I'd like that not to happen. I'd like my work to be here, continuing to help, because I studied architecture in order to contribute, in order to help people.
Moraes' next project is to build playgrounds in the affected neighborhoods in order to create a space for play and community. Ailish O'Neill, DW Valparaíso, Chile.